Scientists examined stream flow records for the past century at Lee's Ferry in the Grand Canyon, as well as temperature and precipitation records. Their study suggests warmer temperatures are responsible for the decrease in flow. University of Arizona professor Connie Woodhouse is one of the authors. She says the results have implications for Arizona's future water supply.
All the models are saying it's going to warm. There's no ambiguity about that. So I think a message here is that even if we get more precipitation, or the precipitation stays the same, the effects of climate change through warming by itself are going to cause reductions in stream flow.
Woodhouse says 90% of the Colorado River's water originates in the Upper Basin in Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico. The study appears in the journal Earth Interactions. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.